and cognitive flexibility. Working memory, a vital aspect of EF, involves manipulating information not currently perceived. This process significantly impacts decision-making. Multiple executive functions are believed to collaborate to support the working memory model, coordinating the phonological loop and visuospatial sketchpad. Working memory serves as a mechanism for processing information and must access stored material while communicating with other neuronal systems to function as part of EF. The association between working memory and EF is further supported by findings linking poor performance on tasks like the Wisconsin card sorting task to lower mathematical skills and deficits in working memory and inhibition. This highlights the connection between working memory and attention, showing that inadequate performance on working memory tests and slower processing speeds predict higher rates of inattention and hyperactive/impulsive behavior in children. There seems to be a link between working memory and inhibition, emphasizing the need for accurate and rapid information maintenance, especially in potentially distracting situations. This reliance on cognitive rather than behavioral inhibition is crucial in EF studies. Inhibitory control, a vital aspect of executive functions, EF, regulates attention, behavior, and emotional responses. While working memory and inhibition are often seen as separate EF components, they are closely related during task performance. Children face more challenges with inhibitory control than adults, showing significant age-related differences in task performance. Various forms of inhibitory control, such as attentional and action inhibition, are crucial for transitioning from self-control in a classroom to inhibiting responses during problem-solving. This self-control seems disconnected from delaying gratification, as children perform well on executive tasks without variation in delayed gratification tasks. Cognitive flexibility, or set shifting, is another critical EF component. It involves switching between tasks, perspectives, and mental states and involves neural regions implicated in inhibition and behavioral control. Tasks measuring cognitive flexibility demand withholding a dominant response and adapting to changing rules, as seen in tests like the Stroop test. Inhibiting a dominant response follows an all-or-nothing principle, favoring minimal switching. Studies on children indicate that maintaining a consistent response yields faster reaction times, whereas switching responses affects overall speed and accuracy. EF combines inhibitory control, cognitive flexibility, and other cognitive processes, influencing behavior and performance across developmental stages. Early studies focused on evaluating executive functions, EF, primarily in individuals displaying frontal lobe deficits. Commonly used test batteries, like the Behavior Rating Inventory of Executive Function, BRIEF, Cambridge Neuropsychological Test Battery, CAMCOG, and the Delis-Kaplan Executive Function System, DKEFS, assess capacities related to self-control, flexibility, working memory, and emotional regulation. However, criticisms have arisen regarding these assessments. Critics argue they lack real-life applicability, fail to encompass planning and reasoning skills accurately, and don't precisely capture the nature of EF. These tests also tend to overlook components related to emotions and motivation. Complex EF tasks often exhibit low reliability scores because individuals employ different strategies within each task or test battery. Novelty is crucial in executive processes, as repeated exposure might diminish a task's effectiveness in targeting EF. Moreover, some EF tasks might inadvertently involve other cognitive functions unrelated to the targeted executive function, leading to test impurity. Consequently, low scores on these tasks may not necessarily indicate impaired or inefficient executive functioning. The evaluation of three primary executive functions, set shifting, working memory, updating, and inhibition, suggests they operate within distinct domains. While they function separately, they are part of a unified process with shared characteristics. This view considers executive functions as top-down mental processes guiding goal-directed thoughts or actions. Interestingly, children displaying better control over delayed